Colorful action message.
The Financial Conduct Authority, which regulates the financial services sector and protects UK consumers, is urging people to make a decision before it's too late about whether to complain about PPI, that's Payment Protection Insurance, before the deadline on 29th August this year. Sure, you've all seen or heard the multitude of commercials about PPI, but here to shed some further light on it, we have business consultant Marisha Stevenson on the line.
Colourful action message.
So, Marisha, what is PPI?
So, PPI is Payment Protection Insurance, and it's a product that went alongside credit products, primarily between 1990 and 2010. But basically, if people took out things like mortgages or loans or credit cards, or even a catalogue account, you could often have this insurance product placed alongside it.
Now, that sounds very technical. So, being the ordinary man on the street, what's a short description of PPI?
It effectively is just payment protection insurance. So if you had a credit account, you would be given a product or possibly sold a product that would protect your payments. So if you were ever out of work or if your circumstances changed and you were struggling to make your payments, then the PPI insurance would be what would cover your payments for
Fantastic. you. Fantastic. Now I understand exactly what PPI is. Thank you, Marisha. Can you give us examples of how PPI was missold?
Yes. Yeah, so sometimes it was missold purely because people were pressured to take it. And that may have been for various reasons, or they're led to believe that without the insurance, they wouldn't be able to have the credit product. But it was also missold in some situations because it only qualified for certain circumstances. So, for example, if people were unemployed, sometimes self-employed, or just literally didn't need the product for whatever reason, they could have ended up taking it on and not been informed that it wasn't right for their circumstances.
Now here comes a nap for me, and especially someone else I know. They had all their bank agreements, all the old stuff that they wanted to store away in a storage depot in Croydon. And as I'm sure you may have heard or seen in the papers last year, during I think New Year's Eve, the whole building burned down, sadly, and they lost everything. So how can listeners check if they had PPI?
Well, the way that they can check is really just by going back to their old credit accounts. So all it's about, because some people might have had it and they did not know, and that is possible. So all people need to do is just pull out old addresses if they've moved houses and just think, was there any point where they might have taken out a loan or a credit card or anything like that at that particular address? And then they can actually check with their provider. You don't have to worry about having lots of old paperwork or old statements from years ago to try and prove whether you had it or not. If you contact the provider, it will be made clear as to whether it was on the account or not.
Okay, so all you need is an old address, essentially.
Old address, date of birth and your name, and they'll be able to trace the account for you.
How do they complain about PPI?
So really, it's not so much about a complaint. You can just contact the company. One of the things that the government forced companies to do was to make sure it was a lot easier for people to inquire about their accounts and to have refunds. So it's actually quite easy. All you need to do is contact the company itself by phone, or if it's on the high street, pop in. Explain to them that you think you could have a PPI account, an old account that you want looked at, and they should be able to guide you through. Now, if for whatever reason that becomes a little bit complicated, there's lots of online sources that you can use, and they're really easy to find. If you literally just pop in claim PPI, you'll have lots of free resources that will come up online, templates for letters or ideas of the things you should say on the phone that can guide you.
Okay. And so if we wanted more information, for example, where would we go? Would we do the same thing, go online and do the search for it?
You can do that, or the FCA right now, as of yesterday, the 11th of July, they actually have a campaign where they're sending out ambassadors to various different community locations to help you, to guide you and to explain it to you. But if there isn't one near you happening right now, you can call the FCA helpline on 0800 101 8800. Or you can go to their website, which is fca.org.uk/ PPI, and they're going to be really happy to help you. The deadline is the 29th of August, so we've only got a few weeks to get this sorted. And what that means is if you haven't made your claim by then, you will lose the right to claim completely.
Marisha, let's repeat those details again for the FCA. So the telephone number for the FCA is 0800 101 8800 as some people prefer. And the website, of course, is fca.org.uk/PPI.
That's right.
Superb. Marisha, now you're a business consultant, so you've been there, done that. But with respect to PPI itself, are there any final words you want to share with us?
I would simply say to people that if you think there's a possibility that you could have it, check. It doesn't matter what happened with the account. It may have not been perfectly run, but none of those things are going to be held against you. You've got nothing to lose by simply inquiring as to whether you actually had that account. So I would say, if unsure, go for it anyway, because you could find that you've got nothing to lose, but you've actually got quite a lot that you could gain.
Colourful action message.